Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Pippin, the Tony Award-winning musical, is coming to the Hippodrome next month, and my guest today is John Rubinstein, who won a Theater World Award in 1973 when he originated the title role in this iconic show. He'll be part of the touring production of Pippin coming to Baltimore this time. He's going to play the role of Pippin's father, Charlemagne. John Rubinstein joins me on the line from Atlanta. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, and thanks for your time. So Pippin won 5 Tonys in 1972, had a huge run on Broadway, 2,000-plus performances. It was revived in 2012. It won a bunch more Tonys for its revival. The press kit for Pippin this year says that it's a Pippin for the 21st century. You have a very unique view of this show, having been with it from the very beginning. How has it evolved in your view?
Well, I mean, the show itself has changed because the writers chose to go back into it, and I don't know what the right word is. I want to say update, but it's not really updated. It's just they took a fresh look at it after 40 years and changed some stuff. It's still the same old Pippin, but they cut one song. They changed some of the song lyrics. They wrote an additional scene or two. They've added some lines here and there and substituted some stuff. So it's a different version, but it's basically really the same show.
And, of course, it's a different world now. I mean, in 1972, we're in the middle of Vietnam, and now are the sensibilities of the audience, do you think, considerably different now as you perform it for these audiences as the ones you were performing for back in the 70s?
Yeah. The country is in a different state of mind. When we were in the middle of that war, it was on all three, which was all there were, networks every night. Everybody over dinner watched our boys killing Vietnamese people and Vietnamese people killing our guys. So the war was on everybody's mind. There was the draft. So I myself, among many other people, were subject to be sent over there. And so when we then strutted out on the stage with Bob Fosse's sardonic choreography and made fun of war, the audience received that in a very, very chilling kind of way. Now, they've learned their lesson. They don't put the war in. We're still at war, of course. I have a 9-year-old boy who has not lived yet a day when his country was not at war. But they learned their lesson, and they don't put it on TV, and they've abolished the draft. So now when we come out on stage and make fun of the war, it's more entertainment and slapstick and comedy, which is sort of a sad commentary, but that's sort of the way it is.
Well, it's a sad commentary, but a very fun show, and we look forward to when it comes to Baltimore. So thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
John Rubinstein plays the role of Charles, or Charlemagne, in the touring production of Stephen Schwartz's Tony Award-winning musical Pippin, which opens at the Hippodrome Theater on June 23rd. Dirty Dancing is at the Hippodrome now until May 24th. Come to WYPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about the complete lineup of shows there. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.